Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY news and notes. I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown down in LA, and I am sitting in my office in lovely Auburn. Enjoying this unusual, scary weather. We were just talking off air about how I just was reading in the Nevada County weather guy who's on Facebook, who, if you don't follow him, definitely follow him because he's got some of the best information on the weather in our county, and how we haven't had any rain in 33 days and doesn't look like we're going to have any, essentially any rain for the next month. And we've got some northern winds and it's been really warm. So yeah, I love this warm weather, but yeah, it's getting a little scary. And you just got
I got a weather advisory alert.
I got a
weather advisory. I was like, wait, what? So it was probably over the weekend. A friend of mine from Michigan, he texted me and he took a screenshot of, you know, his weather app. And it was right. Like 16 degrees, right?
Right.
And
hey, it's above zero. Woo.
Yeah. And I was like, oh man, right? Like that sucks, right? And so I sent a screenshot of my weather and it said like 56, but feels like 53, which caused him to go into, you know, he thought that was hysterical, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, 53 feels like a sunny right. day. So yeah. So yeah. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, when you're in the Midwest and it hits 50 during the wintertime, you're in shorts maybe a hoodie. Yeah.
So he's chuckling at, you know, he's chuckling at me and he goes, oh, are you really cold? And I was like, yeah, I'm a little chilly. I got a jacket on. Da, da, da. Okay. Yeah. So then I look at the weather today, you know, I'm on my computer and you get these little alerts and I'm like, why do I have a weather alert? And I'll click it open. And between now and Sunday, we're on high weather alert, like expected into the 90s. And I'm like, okay, like that does
February. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like that's
nuts.
That's a little bit much. But I mean, I think I'll probably be okay. But like, yeah, that into the 90s. And then we'll get the Santa Ana winds, which will cause us to, we will certainly be in like lockdown fire danger as well. So that's kind of a bummer when you think that you're in like, you know, okay, we're in the winter or the shoulder
time. We don't have to worry about fires this time of year, but we do have to start thinking about this.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Interesting time to be alive. We were just saying that as well.
My grandpa's favorite saying, what a time COVID to be alive. Yeah.
And everything else. It's just like, wow.
Whew.
What else has been going on?
Well, let's see. You said it's February. Oh, I think by the time. Okay, so this is going to air on Friday. So I guess there's a big game in my backyard.
Oh yeah, there's that big game.
Yeah. Are you rooting for anybody? Are you paying attention?
No, our guys got kicked out. So you know, in the last 13 seconds. So whatever.
You're not into it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably watch because we'll be in. We're leaving for Tulum, Mexico, on Friday to celebrate her 25th and 26th wedding anniversary and Betty's 60th birthday. So yeah, we'll be okay. Out and about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I know that Betty, who is a saint in my mind, does not listen to the show. I will say it right now. 60. I don't even believe it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She doesn't look it.
Not at all. Like you're
active at all. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, I wasn't thinking about it out loud.
And I'm like, ooh. Unfortunately, she does not listen to the show. So
right, right. No, she looks amazing. No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I would never believe it. You know, she's just, she looks like a million bucks. Not that 6 year olds can't. I think it's great. You're finally getting this trip because I know that it's kind of been on the burner, right? Back burner
it's
for a while.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about doing a big trip for our 25th for a year and a half. Right. And didn't want to travel internationally. So now we're just biting the bullet and doing it anyway. Just planning on eating outside and it doesn't look like the numbers aren't terrible down there. So they're about like they're up here. So
yeah. Well, what a nice little change of scenery. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. It'll be fun. And then, you know, we can Tulum and then, a week in Mexico City to go visit the son, and the daughter is going to fly down from San Francisco and
nice. Good food, good sights. I'm excited to kind of excited because I follow you on social media. So I'm excited to see the pictures. I want to see the pictures. You take great pictures. People might not know that about you, but one of your many interests is your photography, and you just use your smartphone. But man, you do some good stuff.
iPhone, man, this new 13 Pro. Oh my God. I mean, people are like, do you have a DSLR? I'm like, nope. It's literally my iPhone.
That's really good.
They have gotten, I look at pictures from 10 years old because I pop up on Facebook, right? And the quality was so bad compared to what you have today. I mean, it literally looks like a professional camera.
It does. So when you say, the quality, so what you're saying is like, compares to my Android, which is like a new Android, like Android cameras. No,
they're
like,
they're not great. It's not even good pixels, right?
Yeah.
So it's,
they're not even good.
It's insane. And then it's got three lenses so I can do fisheye and stuff, which I really,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to feel like I was there. Yeah. So I'm excited about your trip because I'm going to get to see some cool stuff.
I got a little baggie so I can put it in the baggie and so it'll stay dry. And I'm thinking I might even go snorkeling with it. So let's see.
That'll be fun. So see, here I am. I'm excited about your trip and I'm not even going.
It'll be fun.
So
it'll be interesting.
My job is to stay away from downtown this weekend because it's going to be crazy.
It's
going
to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So yeah. So my job, what am I up to? I'm up to
ducking out. How far away is the stadium from you?
It's really not far at all. I'm really kind of right on the cusp of all the good stuff. So it's not far at all.
People will be parking in your neighborhood probably.
Yeah. I mean, so the time that gets tough is when there's a really cool big event at like Dodger Stadium. That's kind of when my neighborhood kind of gets a little bit crazy and my stretch of freeway. But you know, you live in LA, you figure out how to get around. So I'll probably be doing the grocery store like Friday, not the weekend. I'll probably be doing the outdoor stuff. So I mean, I can't complain. It's, you just make the best of where you are. So
it's going to be 80 or 90 degrees and
weather warning. I got to be careful. So yeah, it's going to be, happening.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting too, because, you know, we just put out the, newsletter for our folks, and it's funny because a lot of the material I gather is kind of based on like, if you have a cold February, right?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, yeah, it says right here, you know, seal the drafts. February tends to be the coldest month in areas where winter hits hard.
And it typically is cold here. Yeah, it makes me a liar.
Well, no,
makes me
I mean, liar. It is what it is, right? It's the new world, the new norm, right? I mean, it will get cold again. We know it will get cold again. It always does. And typically March, we'll get some kind of snow event and some kind of cold snap.
Because we're kind of in the in the winter in the mountains, it's kind of like you get that false hope that's called false spring, right? Yeah. Where you start to go, oh wow, okay, we're out of this, and it's like, nope, you're not. I mean, we've had snow in May and June up there, so I mean, like, I've had my mind blown a few times. So So
it's all doom and gloom. It's going to get cold again. So
right. And you'll get the snow pack and all that good stuff. So, so when we put these ideas together, they were kind of like essentially based on, look, some of the things we're going to talk about today are going to help you, whether it's cold out or it's hot out, because when you talk about like sealing your, you know, sealing things up, okay, that's going to help you regardless of the season, right? It's going to keep the hot air out, the cool air in, or vice versa, right?
Right.
Save on your energy bill. I mean, like really now, just also, trying to like, you know.
Strangely enough, it helps with indoor air quality as well.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when you're sealing drafts and things. So yeah, I mean,
so you might as well
just roll right
dive in, my friend.
Yeah. So one of the first things is sealing drafts. So, you know, like we were saying before, February tends to be the coldest month. And it usually is the coldest month here in Nevada County, but yeah, go figure. The easiest way to check for leaks is to simply go around your house barefoot and barehanded and feel around. You know, a lot of times you'll find drafts and baseboards underneath doors, coming in through outlets. All those areas you want, and coming around windows, you want to kind of go around and just kind of feel if you feel any cold air coming in. You know, ideally when the temperature is like in the 40s or below, you can kind of feel that cold air coming in when your house is 68 or 75, whatever you got the thermostat set for. And if you're not really feeling it, just get your hand or a little damp, and then you can really feel that cold air, because it'll definitely make you feel the water will help it make you feel cooler. So you want to look for baseboards around the exterior walls. So any of the walls that are outside walls, interior walls, you typically don't have to worry about it. And any outlets, strangely enough too, will get a lot of air infiltration through outlets. And why I say it helps to seal those things for indoor air quality the air that's coming through has to go through quite a few bits of material before it actually goes in the house. So hopefully your house is insulated. So you've got fiberglass in the walls. It will literally push fiberglass fibers through those cracks into your air, into the indoor air. Same thing will happen with your outlets. If you've got outlets on the exterior wall, it'll push any of the air that's in that wall into your house. And most houses are negative airspace anyway, because we're pulling air out with, you know, bathroom fans, fans in our kitchen. So we're usually a little negative. So it's usually pulling air in from outside. So if it is infiltrating through some of these walls, you're getting everything that's in that wall. So fiberglass, cellulose, heaven forbid, rodent droppings, insects, all the nasty stuff that's back in those walls will creep in. So it will help with indoor air quality, not just energy efficiency. So some of the ways to fix those things, if you do feel those drafts around like the baseboards or outlets, easiest thing is get some Alex caulk. It's a painter's caulk. If you're doing it, the baseboard, get clear. If you're doing it like baseboard between the baseboard and the floor, use a clear. If it's between the baseboard and the wall, you can use a white depending on what the trim color is, or you could go clear if it's already been painted. The nice thing about Alex caulk is it's really inexpensive. And B, if it's latex, so it's water soluble. So as you're putting it in, what I'll do is I'll fill a bucket with water, a little painter's bucket or a 5-gallon bucket with water, and then use a wet sponge, use the bucket to clean my sponge, caulk it, use my finger to push it into the crack, and then just simply wipe it with a wet sponge. You can really make a nice clean bead that way. So that would be what I would do for any kind of exterior wall, baseboard. Outlets, they actually make this little styrofoam gasket that you can get in any hardware store, and they're really inexpensive. And all you do is you pull the cover off of your outlet, just the faceplate. You don't have to pull any of the outlet or anything like that. It's just one screw typically, or two screws, depending on if it's an outlet or a switch. And then put this gasket onto the outlet or the switch and screw it back on. That's it. It takes like 5 minutes 5 minutes would be generous for any of the switch covers. So those are some ways to kind of keep the drafts coming in.
Hey, I didn't know that. So I'm dating myself here, but is that just always been a thing? Cause I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Probably like the last 30, 40 years.
Okay. So yeah, basically it's always been a thing and I've never seen it.
But why would you?
I've had to buy the face plates, right? But it never occurred to me. So when you started, because we don't share video, thank God, my face, as you were talking about the possible decaying rodents or the rodent dropping, immediately I was like, I need to go get every type of protection there is. Like, I'm going to go and buy these things. That sounds disgusting, but it wouldn't even dawn on you because it's this little, like you said, it's like your air quality. You don't know that all this stuff is kind of collecting, right? And then pushing in. Well, it just never dawned on me. I really am going to have to go buy an air filter.
The way a house breathes is that it's usually pulling air in because we have all these fans pulling air out.
Right.
So it's always, barometrically a little bit lower pressure. So air's coming in and it goes through, it's going to go through whatever is in its way. Right. Whew. So if I've got an outlet on an exterior wall, it's probably going through the framing behind the siding because the siding's sealed, and then through whatever insulation to make its way. So you're going to get little bits and bobs from whatever's in your wall. It's not, or crawl space, and they're typically not,
sanitary.
If you got a house like mine that was built in the 30s, some of that stuff's been in there a long time. Any kind of mold or anything like that. So yeah, it's nasty. So you got a couple reasons to want to seal it up, not just energy. The other thing you want to look for is, obviously the go-to ones are the doors and windows, the seals that are around the doors and windows. So if your weather stripping starting to age, or if the base of the door is starting to see sunlight through it, or you feel the breeze, there's a lot of really inexpensive solutions. Like, I've got the way my house was built, unfortunately, the doors right at the level of the new floor because they put in Pergo. Mm. So it's right up against it. So I could only put in a sweeper, but at least it cuts the air down a little bit. So just a little, it's literally just like a broom that's screwed to the bottom. So it cuts a little bit of the air, keeps some of the pest out. But if you can put a hard seal, like a rubber seal, that's better. But depending on how your house is built, like my house, I couldn't do that. And then the weather stripping around the door and windows is really kind of critical. Windows, not so much, because most of the windows have been replaced in Nevada County to vinyl or aluminum double pane. So they're usually pretty good. We don't have a lot of old wood casing windows any longer.
I lived in a house up on Nevada, Banner Mountain in Nevada City that could use all of this that you're talking about. And then some. I mean, so, you know, bless the landlord. He was an amazing person, but man, that place was like, you know, the air, drafty. It just was not,
And if you're renting, tough. This is something you could do, you know, it's not like you're painting or making any alterations to the property.
And it's not really expensive either. It's just going to be, for your own comfort, you know, really for your own comfort, I would say do it.
A tube of caulking's, I think, like $3 or something, you know, and if you use a caulking gun, those tubes are really inexpensive for what you get. So you buy a couple of tubes of that, you're good. I mean, you're literally probably into it for $15.
Right.
And you'll definitely improve. It'll definitely improvement. And if you've got some good drafts going, $15 in an hour's worth of your time, you'll pay that back probably within a month in energy savings. So depending on how drafty your house is, if your house isn't very drafty, you just feel slight, it'll probably take a little while, probably take a couple of years to pay $15 off. But it's also good for indoor air quality. So
quality of life, right?
It'll make things better. Yeah. So another thing to do this time, midwinter, is inspect the roofs and gutters. So, you know, I do this periodically. My roof is getting old and probably needs to be replaced here in the next 5 years or so. So some of the shingles have been falling off. I have to go back and put them on. So go around and look at your roof. Make sure you don't have any shingles that are falling off. You don't want to wait till you have a leak to solve that problem. If you notice some of your fascia board or some of the roofing material, or particularly those shingles that are on the ridge, if they're starting to look a little thin, you might want to address that, you know, and there's different ways to address it. Won't go into huge detail, but look at it and figure it out, and you can pull up on YouTube and figure that stuff out. But you want to kind of go around the property and see if you've got any of those things happening, because water does a lot of damage very slowly, and it can really do a lot of expensive damage when you get dry rot and stuff underneath a roof. So
if it
gets into the framing and stuff, it can be really expensive.
When I lived at the ocean, you know, it's so damp all the time. And I mean, I'm not complaining, like it was a good problem to have, but the fascia and all that stuff was all like falling off because it had just been worn so thin. And we had leaks in weird places. Like we had leaks coming up under the floor. It was crazy because, as you know, like water finds the easiest path in.
Path of least resistance.
Man,
it's just working its way down.
Real stinky.
It'll find a way.
Real stinky stuff too. So
I've seen some really bad attic spaces that had been leaking for some time. And actually the house that we bought that we're living in right now, we had to deal with a bunch of stuff that was we bought it kind of as is. It was kind of a wreck, but the roof had leaked for a long time, and there was damage everywhere throughout the house into the framing and stuff just because of roof leaks. So definitely take a look. And then your gutters as well. You want to make sure, because it will rain again. We know it's going to rain again. It's not like we do go through the summer months where we don't see any rain, but we will see some more rain this year and possibly even some more snow. So go around and check your gutters. Make sure they're clean. Make sure you don't have any blockages. Make sure, especially in this weather when it's 70 degrees, what a great time to be working outside, right? You don't have to put gloves on. Well, you can put gloves on because it's kind of nasty, but you know, you don't have to get all bundled up to do this type of work. So go out there and take a look around the perimeter. Also, you know, I know we're taking off, and I was looking at our gutter and our driveway just for runoff, and it's getting kind of full of twigs and pine cones. I'm going to go and blow that before I leave, just to make sure that flows if and when it rains again. Well, when it rains again, but if it rains while we're gone, I want to make sure it's running good. So take a look around the whole property, because it will rain again. You want to make sure that water goes where you want it to go, doesn't back up and potentially flood spots or leaks in roofs and things like that. And we got time for this last one too. So when a furnace runs in a house, it tends to dry the air out if you're using forced air furnace or forced air heat. If you're using hydronic, it doesn't tend to dry it out as much. The reason being is a forced air furnace, it's basically fire in a metal box that heats the air, and it gets really, that box gets really hot. So it will suck the humidity right out of the air, and it will dry stuff. So what happens typically during the winter times is things start to contract. The wood in your house will start to pull back. Even, you know, your tile from your tub, it will literally start to pull back. So you want to go and check all those grout lines, all those caulking lines, because it will pull far enough apart that if the caulking is old, you have the potential for it to just break that seal. So particularly around your tub, I see it all the time this time of year. You want to go ahead and go and apply another coat, finish it up. I say apply another coat if it was a latex caulk. If you use silicone, silicone resists itself. It's also, silicone works really well as a lubricant. So putting new silicone on old silicone caulking doesn't work. You got to rip it out. Total nightmare. It is a time consuming thing. So I always advise people to just use latex caulking, because you can keep layering it on top of it for countless times, and it's a lot easier to pull out than the silicone. Silicone is a better product, will last longer, but when you have to service it, it's a huge ordeal. Yeah. So I use silicone caulk everywhere, or not silicone. I stay away from silicone caulking except when I'm dealing with stuff outside, just because of that reason. Inside the house, tubs and stuff, just use a paintable Alex caulk, tub and tile caulk, something like that, that you can actually work on. Oh my gosh, I just saw Theo walk by, and he looked like a bear from this angle. That was funny.
He does. He
Your
does.
Dog just walked behind her and like, oh wow.
Wait, right. Oh. There's a bear loose in the house. Yeah, no, he does kind of tend to scare some folk when we're out and about.
Well, he's a big boy.
He's a big guy. See, just he's waiting for me to get off this, because he's like, we got places to go. So he's getting impatient.
So that's basically it for things to do during this warmer weather and getting ready for some colder weather and potentially some other rain and snow that's going to come up. So it will come up.
While you have this little window, go ahead and do these things. And then when the weather regulates back to what we're used to this time of year, you will kind of be ahead of the game. And then, you know, we've always got ideas on there. Let's be honest. There is no shortage, if you have a house or live in a house, of things to
non-stop.
Do. Right.
It's I forgot to mention too, like, you know, if you haven't done a walk around since that last big snowstorm, I mean, I have friends that had trees go through their roof. Branches go into the roof. Branches just hit the roof. If a branch did hit your roof, or a tree did kind of land on your roof, go up there and inspect it. Even once you get the tree off, you want to make sure that that thing is not going to leak, because when it does rain again, it has that potential and it can be really nasty and really expensive. So anyway, on that fine note, how can you reach us?
Well, I tell you what, if you wanted to reach ABT for plumbing, electrical, heat, or air, you could call us at 530-230-9092. 530-230-9092. We are hiring. So you can also send your shiny resume to hiring@easyasabt.com. You can find us on the web, easyasabt.com. I know, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook as well. And is there anything else you wanted to plug?
I think that's it for now. And actually we'll have guests for the next 2 weeks, because I will be gone. So
that's right.
Look forward to.
So I'm in charge.
New
look
faces
out.
And new voices.
Yeah. You don't even know what's going to happen. Yeah. I don't even know what's going to happen. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Or well, somebody will. All right. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9:00 on KNCO News Talk 830.